From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. Navy ship fired warning shots at armed Iranian patrol boats as they sped toward the American warship at the Strait of Hormuz entrance to the Persian Gulf Sunday. A U.S. defense spokesman Monday said the group of four fast attack boats operated by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy ignored multiple attempts to warn them away by the USS Mon. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
These types of actions are certainly concerning and certainly risk escalating tensions. And it is our view that we should look for ways to de-escalate tensions, not unnecessarily escalate them.
The Pentagon said radio communication with the Iranian vessels failed to slow them down. Another similar incident involved warning shots occurred in August after an Iranian fast attack craft approached two U.S. warships. West African leaders Monday said they'll return to the Gambia to try to persuade President Yahya Jammeh to step down when his mandate expires January 18th. President-elect Adama Barrow is set to take power. Following a December 1st election, Mr. Jammeh originally acknowledged he lost, but then reversed course, citing widespread errors and demanding a new election. Jeffrey Onyema, the Nigerian Foreign Affairs Secretary, said Nigeria's president, Liberia's leader, and Ghana's leader will travel to the country Wednesday.
They agreed on their determination to resolve the Gambian political crisis in a manner that at every step of the way conforms with the constitution of the Gambia and respects the will of the people of Gambia.
A previous effort at mediation by the West African bloc ECOWAS was spurned. This is VOA News. Turkey's parliament has begun debate on proposed constitutional amendments that would give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sweeping new powers. Stephen Zunis, regional analyst at the University of San Francisco, said Mr. Erdogan has already been accumulating power.
This in many ways would just codify it and make it more constitutionally acceptable.
Critics warn if approved, the president, who has been in power for 14 years, could become a de facto dictator and move the country away from democracy. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, in remarks to French media Monday, said he's prepared to negotiate everything at planned peace talks in Kazakhstan later this month. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
What needs to happen is what we've said all along needs to happen, and that's a U.N.-led process whereby the opposition and the regime begin to have a discussion about what a political transition can look like in Syria, a transition that incorporates the voice of the Syrian people, all of them.
The peace talks sponsored by Russia, Turkey, and Iran remain in doubt because opposition forces have yet to agree to attend. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it carried out a successful raid against Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces said they've made further advances against Islamic State in Mosul, pushing the insurgents from another eastern neighborhood. Sunday, units of the Iraqi army reached the Tigris River that divides the city. One senior Iraqi official said he hopes all of eastern Mosul will be liberated within days. UN envoy Espen Barth Ida said Monday that talks on reunifying the ethnically divided Mediterranean island of Cyprus have reached what he called a moment of truth, and the next few days could decide if a peace deal to end more than 40 years of division can be achieved.
If it succeeds, I think this is historic for the Cypriots. They have been trying for several generations to solve this problem of a divided island. But I also think it would send a very strong signal to a conflictive world and a world and a region in which we see many wars and many things breaking apart.
The Turkish and Greek Cypriot leaders launched a week of consultations in Geneva to tackle an array of disputes. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Monday approved a law requiring an alternative plan for August's election if electronic voting systems fail. Kenya's 2013 election outcome was disputed by opposition leader Raila Odinga, but critics say manual voting could open the process to widespread fraud. A cold wave has brought heavy snows and bitter cold to Central Europe and left more than two dozen dead, mostly in Poland. Former Volkswagen executive Oliver Schmidt has been charged in U.S. federal court with fraud and conspiracy for his alleged role in the auto company's diesel emissions cheating scandal. President Barack Obama, who leaves office January 20th, will deliver his farewell address at 2 hours Universal Time Wednesday. VOA will carry the remarks live. That's 2 hours Universal Time Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.